Below, in English and French, please find the unofficial transcript of the award ceremony interview. Please introduce yourself and tell us how long you've been with the Live Work Play organization, and the work that you do. Thank you so much. My name is Keenan Weller, and along with Julie Kingstone, it has been my privilege to serve as an original member of the leadership team, and specifically as co-leader and director of communications for Live Work Play, since 1997. It is in that capacity that I'm honored to be here today representing our staff of 25 and more than 150 volunteers who support our charitable organization, and I'm very pleased to be speaking to you today as part of this amazing national conference and award ceremony. Tell us about the time that stands out as a defining moment for Live Work Play in the development of employment supports for people with intellectual disabilities and autistic persons. In the context of the Wheelchair Award, I will say that back in 2014 the decision of our board of directors and executive team to invest in employer partnerships by creating a full-time director position was a defining moment. We had to be extremely creative with our own reserves and a combination of funders including United Way East Ontario and the Ottawa Community Foundation to get the concept off the ground, and also successfully joining the provincial employment system. After working for more than 5 years with the community team, Jen Soucy took the ball as our first employment director and ran with it for 6 years before making a handoff to Anna Nelson and the rest of our employment staff in 2021. It would have been a logical decision to shut down our employment supports more than a decade ago when we were struggling to finance them, but instead we leaned into the wind, built our private and public sector relationships with pragmatic idealism. And now here we are. In what ways has taking that risk paid off in positive impact for the people you support, your employment partners, and the community? To pick one key example, we were able to develop our Federal Employment Strategy Group, which includes both current and retired federal public servants, and to co-create with them a specific strategy for onboarding and supporting people with intellectual disabilities and autistic persons. And this has resulted in the truly historic hiring of more than 100 federal workers, as documented in our 2020 case study. Perhaps most significantly, 12 of those jobs are now permanent indeterminate positions, and we expect this to be a growing and continuing trend. This is truly life-changing not only for those employees who have good jobs, but also for the 35-plus government departments that have taken real steps in walking the walk of inclusive employment. What is one piece of advice that you would give your younger self? I am pleased to serve as a mentor to Carleton University students, and it would be the same key advice I always raise with them, which is that workplace culture, especially over the long term, is probably going to prove more important to your job and life satisfaction than you would ever imagine. The value of being a part of a collaborative team is difficult to appreciate until you've experienced it or gone without it. And it's worth the journey to find a supportive workplace and to help build it. We all have bills to pay, but spending decades in any type of work where you aren't happy to face the day with the members of your team is not good for your mental or physical health. Workplace culture truly matters, and that's why diversity and inclusion efforts have an authentic impact on all employees. What improvements like to see for the employment journey of people experiencing disability? We need a stronger focus and better data local, provincial, and national, so we can understand the different types and degrees of barriers experienced by different populations. Currently, we let our entire society off the hook for social responsibility when we talk so frequently about disability as one group of people. It is many groups of people, and we need transparency about who is being served by our employment support systems and how well it is working or not working for them. In other countries such as Spain, and really throughout the European continent, they have done this work, and this has allowed them to develop more effective strategies and targets, and monitoring of outcomes. We must make sure inclusive employment is about real jobs, and not just vague policies without results and accountability. If you aren't deliberately including, you are accidentally excluding. What advice would you give to an organization who is thinking about becoming more inclusive? The simple answer, And we've heard this not only from our own employment partners, but it's a theme you'll hear verified and reinforced at every case conference. It will make your workplace better and stronger for all employees. One of our earliest private sector employment champions, Vaughn McKinney, was the first to say more than 10 years ago that they became a better company both internally with their employees and externally with their customers. Because of their acquired expertise and experience with workplace inclusion. How does it feel to be receiving an award from a national organization that celebrates your work within the community? It's a real honor because it was only possible thanks to so many employers as well as volunteers on our Employment Task Force and Federal Employment Strategy Group who believed that change was possible and that LeaveUWorkPlay could help make it happen. Our employment supports have always been precariously financed and we're really proud of the collective persistence of our employment team that was fueled by social justice and the pursuit of labor market fairness. And of course, doing right for businesses, their communities, and their customers. That a local organization with an assets-based approach to community development has been a positive influence on supported employment across the country is humbling and motivating. And we greatly appreciate all the support from the Canadian Association for Supported Employment and its members.